Now, here's the process. I'll lay it out for you. I'll lay it out for you, and then I'll actually walk you through the process, and you can go through the process this way. Here's how it's done. The first thing I'm going to have you do is imagine in your mind that you're floating up in the air. Not yet. I mean, don't do it right now. I'm just telling you the process. By the way, if you're driving a car, it's probably best to either stop the car and go through the process or to turn the CD off and go through the process at a later time. In fact, it is best, so please do that. Okay, so here's the process. Here's all the steps. First thing you'll do is you'll imagine in your mind that you're floating in the air. And then you're going to imagine that there's a stage down below you. You're going to construct a stage in your mind's eye. And you're looking down at the stages down below you and in front of you. Not yet, but when we go through the process. Then what I'm going to have you do is invite certain people to that stage. And the people that you invite will be those that you wish to cut the energetic ties with, to either cut off completely or to begin anew with. So you'll invite them to the stage, at which point you're going to have a conversation with them. Once you've got everybody on the stage that's going to be included, you're going to have a conversation with them, something to the extent of, I forgive you, do you forgive me? Okay, so that'll be the conversation that you have with them. Just notice you can get forgiveness both ways. You can forgive them and they can forgive you. If you have any challenge getting somebody to forgive you, just remember that you're only really forgiving a part of yourself. You're only really forgiving a part of yourself. So then what I'm going to have you imagine is an infinite source of love and light and healing above the top of your head. And I want you to imagine that the top of your head opens up and that infinite source fills your entire body up, filling you totally and completely, totally healing your body. Then once you're totally full, I'll have you imagine it overflowing out your heart and filling those people up on stage as well, so that they too may be totally healed. Now, you may notice, by the way, when you're going through this process, what appear as thin, wispy, ethereal cords that attach you to them. Almost like a little umbilical cord that attach your body to each of the people on stage. These are the energetic ties that you have with these people. The ancient Hawaiians called these ties aka, which is a thin, wispy, ethereal substance, a spider webby type substance. And the aka is really just energy. So it's an energetic connection that you have. And whenever we touch anything or come in contact with something, we leave an energetic connection, an energetic trail. In fact, I'll give you an exercise so you can see how this works in a moment. I'll show you an exercise you can do in a moment so that you can see that actually what I'm telling you is true, that when you touch something or when we touch something, we leave that energetic trail. So, once you've gotten forgiveness from them and you've flowed the infinite source of love and light and healing into your body and overflowing out your heart down to those people on stage, then I'm going to have you imagine two big blades of steel coming down and severing the thin, wispy, ethereal cords that attach you to them, cutting the aka connection with them, cutting the energetic connection with them, so that they might be able to go on to learn and grow and evolve and just allow them at that point to disappear, to float off the stage, to float away. And then you can pull any of the remaining energetic ties into yourself and just allow them to go off on their own until the entire stage clears off. That's the entire process of forgiveness. By the way, if you have people to forgive, you can do that process with them as well. So it's a wonderful process that I sometimes use as much as once a day. So it really clears the energetic ties and allows you to react in new ways with people. That's the process. Now I promised you an exercise that I give you so you can see how we leave energetic ties with anything that we touch. What I want you to do, if you're driving a car and you want to do this, you're going to have to stop to do this. You can pull over and go through the exercise or just do it at a later time. But this is the exercise to see. What I want you to do is I want you to place your palms flat together right now. So go ahead and place your palms flat together. And what I want you to do is I want you to rub your hands very quickly. Rub your hands very quickly. Rub them so you generate the heat between your two hands. Rub them faster. Keep rubbing them. Rub your palms. Allow them to really heat up. Just keep going. I want you to do this for about 30 seconds until they get nice and hot. So you're rubbing your palms faster, creating that sort of friction between the two hands. Good. And now, once it's nice and warm, I want you to begin, now your palms are touching, I want you to begin to pull them out apart from one another, and then bring them back in toward one another, so they're parallel to one another. Bring them out and in. And at some point, as you continue to bring them out and in, don't bring them too far out. Just bring them so they're about 2-3 inches apart. What you're going to feel is you're going to feel that energetic connection, like a magnetic connection between the two hands as you bring the hands apart and closer together. At some point, you'll feel that magnetic connection. At some point, as you just test it, bringing them in, bringing them out, bringing them in. Ah, there it is. You may feel that energetic magnetic pull. That's the aka connection. That's the energetic connection. And we create this energetic connection. Anytime we touch something, come into contact with it, or think about somebody in a strong way, we can create that energetic connection with them. So we're going to be teaching you how to cut the energetic ties to either let go of past relationships or to begin anew. So let's go through the process right now. So you need to find yourself either in the privacy of your own room, or if you're driving, pull the car over and go through the process. But it's a phenomenal process that will release your energies from disbursement and allow you to focus and harness your energies in a way which will take you forward in your life instead of backward or in some other direction. Okay, so let's go through the process right now.